Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. It's a pleasure to have you with us, and welcome to Close Up Radio Live. We love when you're here, and thanks for tuning in from all around the world. It's a pleasure when you're tuning in. We always learn something together as well, too, which I think is fantastic. Coming to us direct and live from Chicago, Illinois, our very special guest is Coach Chris Kramer. She's dedicated to personal growth and connection to higher self through transformative life coaching and quantum healing sessions. Chris has worked in the healing arts for over 20 years, and she has many tools in her toolbox. Chris is a neuro-linguistic programmer. Neuro-linguistic programming NLP master practitioner. Mouthful. Try to say that even once, not five times fast. And a certified life coach, a quantum healing hypnosis technique, QHHT level 2 practitioner, and a hypnotist trained by the Erickson Foundation. In addition, Chris has studied shamanism and Zen Buddhism and past life regression. As a coach, Chris seeks to bypass the conscious mind and really work with the unconscious mind, where deep and lasting changes occur. She says we tend to get stuck in problems. That happens often. Each coaching experience allows a person to focus on what they want and to reconnect with ways they've managed or succeeded before. And as a result, new possibilities and a different way of being actually arise as a result. And these allow for a change at the conscious level. Now, neuro-linguistic programming is based on the science of how the brain works, specifically how a person represents or maps out the world within their mind. NLP itself is really like a toolbox of experiential processes that facilitate personal transformation. Quantum healing works on the principle that a change or a new perspective in one area of your life reverberates into everything and everyone, past, present, or future. Chris says you have to align mind, body, and spirit in order to heal. So this work actually gives clients a new perspective on many levels, such as their values, their motivation, and their identity. It has an impact literally on every level of a person's being. We're going to talk about how she works with her clients to help facilitate all of this. The website to go to is chriskramercoach.com. That's chriskramercoach.com. That's K-R-I-S-K-R-A-M-E-R, and then the word coach, and then .com. We'll mention it again during the course of today's episode of Close Up Radio. But first, let's welcome live and direct from Chicago our very special guest, Chris Kramer. Chris, good morning. It's great to have you with us today. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks. It's kind of exciting to be here.
A pleasure to have you here. What first inspired you in your own life's journey to do this kind of work? Obviously, it's in your DNA. You have a passion to want to help people. What are some of the inspirations in your life's journey that pointed you in this direction?
I like your expression, it's in my DNA, because some things, some interests are just like in you. You can't explain them. But I guess I'm one of those people who is forever on a journey to understand life, to understand people, including myself, and to understand connection. You may have noticed that there is no step-by-step curriculum on day-to-day life. If you yourself found something that you thought was really valuable and you came to a point where you thought, I may have some things figured out here, wouldn't you want to share that? And then, having just said that, I need to add something already. That's all right. I don't share what I've figured out or my particular understanding, because my understanding will not be someone else's understanding. Maybe as we keep talking here, this will become more clear.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, that's an interesting way to present it. Let's talk about the modalities that you use and your introduction specifically to coaching and how you work with your clients.
Sure. Modalities, I've kind of collected them along the way. I'm 68 and I've studied many things, a lot of modalities, like you say, and I have a bunch of certifications, a couple of degrees. For the longest time, my only specialty was not to specialize until I found coaching. I landed on coaching. I think that going back to what I said earlier, one of the reasons that coaching feels like a niche for me, or niche as they say in Canada, is I did not have to have any or all of the answers. I don't have to know everything as a life coach, and I like that because I don't have all the answers. It was important to me a modality that is advice-free, which coaching is. I've always had a weird thing about offering advice. I'm pretty uncomfortable with it. I never really knew why. But really, the thing is advice is intellectual and informative. And while the advice may or may not be interesting, it is seldom deeply impactful. It's like a drop in the bucket. So to me, advice lives in the head and not the heart. So modalities to me are something that take people down into their body, down into their heart. And as you mentioned in my intro, a lot of the times the avenue for getting there is the unconscious mind.
Exactly right, yes. And it's really fascinating when you think about it all. I mean, you have many certifications, and in order to have that, you have to put in a lot of work and a lot of effort. What was the impetus for you, Chris, to pursue all the different certifications and have these tools, you know, sort of in your tool belt for your clients?
I think it was unending curiosity coupled with, like you say, in my DNA, a particular interest in a certain area that was just unending. In a way, I think I was addicted to learning. I learned as much as I could, always onto the next exciting thing on the horizon, except that, of course, when coaching came along, I said, this is it. But I don't know if you've ever found an activity, maybe for you interviewing people, right? Or maybe for someone else playing a musical instrument or writing dressage or writing, something that you know you could practice the rest of your life and never hit a ceiling. I believe coaching is this for me, and it satisfies that part of me that wants to make a difference. That's kind of a trite phrase, to make a difference. But wouldn't it be nice to improve the world in some way? Yeah. I think I can do that person to person, except that each individual that I impact will likely go out and about and impact some more people in their life in a good way. Like they say, just being nice to one person in the grocery store can ripple out, type of thing.
Exactly right. Yes, that's so true. Now, you have to learn as much as you possibly can, right? And then when you meet with a client, you work with that person and you offer whatever is relevant or appropriate. That is pretty much, I would imagine, the ideal situation, isn't it, Chris?
Yeah, not only ideal, but essential. The key words that you use being whatever is relevant or appropriate for that person. Believe it or not, there's a tiny part of me that is still gets nervous before I meet with a new client because I have no idea what is going to present. So I listen and I ask questions, and my goal is only to ask questions, to hear the client's unique situation and their wants around that situation. And I ask questions that help a person reconnect with successes that they've already had or strengths they may have forgotten about or resources within them that they may have lost track of. And in a coaching session, we focus on specific solutions and positive outcomes. When a client imagines and talks about and feels into these enough, they start getting excited. And I wish I could put into words what 30 minutes in a positive state of mind does to a person's inner workings, to their mind and their body. First, their body chemistry can change in a matter of minutes. And then their unconscious mind begins to orient everything in their life toward what they want. The unconscious mind is really powerful. I'm forever amazed. The conscious mind might try to carry on as usual until that person notices, goes out and about in life and notices, hey, that was different, or I did that differently, or man, I feel odd about that. Something has shifted in them or in their life thanks to their unconscious. And when they notice it, it's a really nice convincer and very motivating.
Motivating is so important. Because when you have that motivation, then you can find salvation and self-development. And you have yourself, right? You found salvation and self-development. What was it that resonated with you?
Salvation. So this might be strange, but I've often heard myself have a thought in my head that goes like this. I have had sort of a benign life, and yet I have all the attributes of PTSD, and I'm like someone who has experienced repeated trauma of some kind. That's a strange thought, but if you've ever heard that we are only given as much as we can handle, this might explain why life can seem so unfair. Like, how does one person get a horrific life and another person get the lucky draw? But here's the thing, no one escapes pain and suffering. No one escapes fear or terror or heartache or betrayal or death of loved ones. No one. So from here, self-development then looks pretty insignificant, I think. So maybe human development would be more fitting. Maybe survival comes first and then thrive. And then, frosting on the cake, we can begin to talk wants and desires. So I love that you use the word salvation. And that word has many meanings for me personally. I find salvation in connecting with others in a way that is not typical or not like in regular or social interactions. That's to me. Sometimes I have to remind myself, go out, have fun, be social, because the non-typical conversations are so enriching. Then more so, I find salvation personally in sustaining a spiritual practice. Again, not one path, but an accumulation from many paths that I kind of repackage so that it works just for me.
Perfect. Exactly. That's what you want. What was the thing that helped you the most? Was neuro-linguistic programming or quantum healing particularly helpful for you, Chris?
Yeah, NLP kind of blew my mind. I first studied it, oh my gosh, over 20 years ago. And I remember thinking at the time that it was so powerful that I didn't even want to touch it. I put it aside. I thought, I better know what I'm doing with this. And another part of me knew that I needed more life experience kind of in that area. And eventually I found out that, yeah, I need some professional ethics around it too. So, and then quantum healing. If any of your listeners know about quantum healing, and can remember the first time they learned about it, or maybe even their first experience with it, it may have had quite an impact on them. It really blows open a person's mind. But what was most helpful for me? I think inclusivity and consistency. I've always been curious about anything to do with people's abilities, their behavior, what they value, and then, of course, what motivates them, and the workings of an individual. So NLP and quantum healing taught me a lot about all that. You can call it personal development or human development. It became a theme in my life, and as I've said, I've gathered just unending curiosity and learning about around it.
Curious is really a thing that you never want to have go away. Curiosity is so essential to our own growth. Let's see if we can maybe break out what neuro-linguistic programming really is for the audience so they can really relate to it and how you use it particularly.
Sure. I think you said in the intro, it's NLP, a simplistic way to say what it is. It's a study of how the mind works. And it offers a toolbox of experiential processes. And I always have to remind myself what experiential means. It's like this dry word for me. But experiential means having an experience. So true change work is not a matter of talk or talking. It's a matter of having a full body or an inner as an inside experience. NLP offers processes to take people through inner or inside experiences. So that, like, even while sitting in a chair in an office or in front of a Zoom meeting on the computer, say, one can have experiences. Most everyone can likely remember one or two times when they had a combination of sensations, thoughts, feelings, a revelation, a new way of seeing or regarding something that deeply changed them in some way in a very short time. That's how NLP works like that.
How do you incorporate NLP into the work that you're doing with your clients?
Well, I think everyone knows that you can go anywhere inside your mind, and this is reflected in your physiology in the moment. It can change your past, and it can influence your future. So maybe if I tell you some of the more impactful NLP processes, you'll get an idea. I think any NLP practitioner has their favorite. So there is one that used to be my favorite. It's called re-imprint. If you know how an animal imprints itself onto its parent, then you can imagine a human being imprinting itself early in age or being imprinted early in life. There was a movie once called Fly Away Home. It was about a young girl who came upon goose eggs and she hatched them, and those young goslings imprinted on the young girl as if it was their mother and followed her around and everything. That's a good example. So imprinting is healthy with positive imprints and detrimental with negative imprints. And in negative imprinting, you could call that a trauma, I guess, that person usually makes a decision about their self or about their life that does not serve them well over a long time. So what the re-imprint NLP process does is then it removes the negativity in the imprint and turns that event into an empowering experience or memory. Another NLP process can change a habit, another one can neutralize a phobia, another one can change a limiting belief or undo an unuseful decision, and so on. So Knowing NLP processes allows me to use one or more, or part of one, specifically with a client. Sometimes the client and I will agree to go through an entire process, though, if it seems like the perfect fit.
And that's key, too, the perfect fit. That's the thing. You know, we talk about trauma a lot, and it's not something you just really talk your way through. You have to go through sometimes the back door. Is that what NLP does?
Yeah. You got it exactly, talk. So trauma is pre-verbal, again, so talk, like you said, is not the whole ticket. Entering by a back door, yeah, that might be like suggesting you process trauma in other ways, in different ways that complement a conscious mind, complement the talk. The better front door might be to go in via the unconscious mind. Hypnosis is good for that. Or by coming up with corrective physical experiences, actual real experiences that allow the body to recalibrate to what safety and security feels like. Sometimes these can actually begin with animals like dogs and horses. They're very good at having a person tune in to safety and feeling security and to reconnect with that. Again, each person being so unique and different, processing trauma needs to be tailored to the particular person and the situation. And here's the thing, though, is each person already has within them the exact wisdom that they need. And it's a matter of connecting to that inner knowing and finding it.
So finding that inner knowing, again, all of these things are fascinating, and I'm sure the audience is glued to their speakers right now as they're listening to this, because it might be brand new to them, including quantum healing hypnosis technique. That might be something new to our audience. Can you tell us about what that is?
Sure. I think like NLP, like life coaching, like hypnosis, quantum healing, all of these are healing modalities. And quantum healing is just a name for a particular method involving hypnosis. Some people may know about it, I guess not very many, but for me, quantum, the word quantum implies that any kind of new perspective or any change in one little area has an impact on all energy fields or all aspects of one's life and often other people's lives and forward and backwards. So if you've heard of past life regressions, this is quantum healing. An analogy I often use is genealogy. What if you learn that your great-great or many times great-grandmother or grandfather was a hero who altered history in some significant and meaningful manner by some, what they thought of at the time as some tiny, seemingly insignificant act. And it has an impact on a person. What's even more interesting is, to me, in the world of quantum healing these days, instead of going to past lives, people go into parallel lives. Some of them can seem quite innocuous, or to an array of any other places. I've had folks go to what they've called source. And that's always a challenge for me to follow them there, because, I mean, what questions can you ask there other than, wow, what's that like? Where do you go from there, you know? So a person goes wherever they need to go to receive more inner knowings relevant to what their intent was, the intent that they set for that session, or to what they needed. They go to what they need at that particular time in their life. So if someone knows what quantum healing is, they basically can fast track personal growth and evolution. And if someone wants to learn more about it, reading Dolores Cannon books, it would be a good place to start.
Now you also have experience in shamanism and Zen Buddhism. Tell us about how that informs the actual work that you do.
I'll just say that when you distill down, skinny down, and strip away details and layers to any religion or spiritual practice or area of study, including science and metaphysics, they're basically all the same. So if my experiences and areas of study continuously bombarded me with the same kind of theme, maybe a message finally got through. And that message is, no one has the secret of life to give you. Instead, if you're curious enough about your own life, about your own recipe for happiness and peace of mind, you'll find that it's already inside you. It's in you. Let's find it.
I like that. That's so very, very true. We have about maybe 3 minutes left. Can you tell us maybe about some of the folks you've had an opportunity to work with? Obviously, you don't have to give any names, but maybe some of the things that they came to you as they were struggling or just needing guidance and how you were able to help them?
Sure, this is a good question. I'm going to make up a story to answer it, and the story is this. I'll go really fast. Say a suicidal woman comes for coaching, and toward the end of the session, where maybe I think, you know, the session's wrapping up, she says, I didn't mean to kill the baby. Now, as a coach, I don't need and I really don't want to know any details, which is really nice about coaching, because a lot of words and time can be spent explaining the story and the backstory when there really is no need for that. And explaining that usually puts a person in their head anyway. So what might happen, though, is the woman could go on to talk with that baby in her mind and spirit, and they might clear the air, so to speak. Maybe they agree that the baby had a mission, a purpose, and maybe they acknowledge that the woman did the best that she could. Of course she did. It's part of her lesson in learning. And once brought to light, maybe that woman never thought about suicide again. And you could even imagine how her loved ones would love that. So maybe having told this story here, I hope not, but somebody might be thinking, oh, Chris can cure suicidal thoughts. But no, I can't. But something in that person, having them can, and hopefully I can facilitate them finding that. Overall, though, I would say the central theme in clients is a sense of being stuck or being blocked by an obstacle of some sort. And most of the time, that obstacle is their own self-imposed limitation. And limitations are not being willing to go beyond the same point in thinking. It would be like digging for buried treasure and pulling up just short of it. How tragic. So often the self-imposed limitations come from losing touch with the inner self and giving more weight to external influences, so we balance that out. And that's probably the best I could give you an example.
That was a great example and gives people a good feeling of the passion you have for what you do and why you care about what you do and how you really want to see people make progress in their lives so they can be happy and fulfilled and share that joy with the world. I encourage folks to make connection with our very special guest, Coach Chris Kramer. Again, she has worked in the healing arts for over 20 years and has all the tools in her toolbox, as we mentioned, and works with clients from all over. The website is chriskramercoach.com, K-R-I-S-K-R-A-M-E-R, and the word coach.com. Chris, this was a pleasure having you on the show. I really appreciate it and hope we get a chance maybe to explore some more down the line. That would be a pleasure. But thanks for joining us on the show. I hope you enjoy the time as much as I did.
I did. I really enjoyed being here. Thank you, Jim.
You are very welcome. You are very, very welcome. And keep up the amazing work that you're doing. ChrisKramerCoach.com is the website to connect, folks. I hope you do that. I'm your host, Jim Masters, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio, stay tuned. We'll be back momentarily celebrating another wonderful guest right here for you on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, take care and be well, and thanks for joining us. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.